it's interesting to reflect on the radical difference that people had to Jesus. Some recognized him quite miraculously, thinking of him at his birth in the temple, and the eyes of the Holy Spirit allowed some very holy elderly people to recognize Jesus in a profound way. And some even after signs and wonders rejected him. they had a hardened heart. They wouldn't listen. They wouldn't believe that this is Jesus the Christ, the prophet. Others did. When they heard his word, it kind of seeped into their heart. It seeped in and it did something to them. Did something to open them up to Jesus. It's an interesting reality to think of what would we do in the face of Jesus? What would we do standing before him? Would we recognize him? Would we recognize him in our hearts? Would our hearts burn? On the road to Emmaus, there's another example. Would our hearts burn within us as he spoke about the word? It's this interesting reality that as people, we actually encounter him most profoundly in, you know, not just by the physical sight or by intellect or something like that. We actually encounter Jesus in such a profound way in our hearts, in our souls, and they leap within us. They tell us the truth. The hearts tell us the truth of who he is. This is Jesus. He's the Christ. What he speaks is true. My heart's burning within him as I hear him preaching. There's a beautiful psalm that says, "Then in the secret of my heart, teach me wisdom." See, the Holy Spirit speaks to our heart wisdom. It's a place where of communication between the depths of us and the very Spirit of God. It's a locus for revelation or something like that. It's a place where the Spirit dwells. And it's important to realize that even today we can recognize Jesus. We can recognize him, what he's doing, where we can know where he is. We can know what he's done in our lives through the Spirit that speaks to our hearts, that teaches us wisdom. I think one of the gifts of faith, the wisdom that God teaches us, is to recognize in our lives what God is doing, where he is, what he's been doing in our past, how he's led us towards him. Like, that type of wisdom shapes, it transforms our lives, our whole outlook on life. And it's a grace. So we ask the Holy Spirit that in the secret of our hearts, you would teach us wisdom. You'd give us the ability to know Jesus, to know what he's doing, to know where he is, so that we can be like those people who recognize him quickly. When just a mere mention of his name, the smallest whisper in the secret of our heart can be so profound and can change our lives. Amen.